Hi everyone, this is Kelly on Frighten Radio and sorry again, like I always laugh on this radio show that because of that director. That Houston is very funny, and yeah, today we're gonna have a special guest. She's very cheerful, so she was just dancing while I was speaking like this in the opening as well. So it's okay, it's fun, it's a good thing. So this is the third week of March, which means this is a spring holiday. Yeah, it's getting me very warm and hot here. It's hot for me because I'm very sensitive about hot weather, so I usually wear only t-shirts or like no sleeve things. And then, yeah, I mean, I know today I'm wearing like this. Yeah, but yeah, I usually like don't wear a lot, so it's gonna be very, it's a tough season for me, I guess. And then I hate Japanese summer because muggy hot. And I like going to Summer Sonic, and that's my one of my favorite festival. But Summer Sonic literally kills you because of that hot weather. So I don't know, Radiohead is coming this year, so I'm thinking to go to Summer Sonic with my friends. But I'm getting old now, so just worry about maybe I shouldn't go. Or maybe I can go, but not both of 2 days. Maybe only one day, and which Radiohead is gonna be a headliner. But yeah, you know, my birthday is in summer, so it's a good thing for me to have birthday. But yeah, I'm just still worried about that. Sorry, yeah, it's a long, I know, I shouldn't talk long. Yeah, I know, sorry. Okay, so today's first song, today's guest Chuck song, and this is called Kumo no Mukoe. Enjoy it. You're listening to Frighten Radio, and that was today's guest Chuck with Kumo no Mukoe. So Chuck-san, welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for coming in. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Before we begin, may I apologize about something what I said in a previous episode?
Yeah.
Because like last time I tried to talk about many different films and directors, and I was planning to talk about three different directors, and I ended up like confusing everyone. So sorry about that.
Don't worry about that, okay? Because usually, you know, people are very, how to say, complicated. Like they're just talking random things on this radio show usually, especially like Obi-san. Like all the time when he speaks, he just says something like just really funny, crazy things randomly. And then that obviously like make people confused.
Because he's full of ideas and everything. So
but most of the time he just makes jokes, like daddy jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, really?
That ruins everything. Yeah. So don't worry about that.
I haven't heard of his daughter jokes yet.
Really? Yeah. Maybe he's a teacher for you, like he's a trainer.
Yeah.
For you, so like he, I don't know, he tries to be like a very serious. So I don't know about like usually he's really how to say.
But you know like how I call him?
How you call him?
I don't know. He knows about it, but I call him Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm a young Padawan.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
Yeah, when I heard his name the first time, that name came up on my mind too, like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, actually, my friend started to call him Obi-Wan Kenobi, so I kind of adopted it.
I see. He knows it, right?
I don't know if he knows. Like when my friend started to say it, I actually like told him that like my friend thinks that like your name sounds like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I don't think that he was particularly happy about that. So like I stopped calling
him.
But still, like in my schedule, I write down like Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't know if I should say it, but
it's okay. So, yeah, it's fun. I guess because he's cool. I mean, like Obi-Wan Kenobi is a cool character.
Yeah.
So
I think he's a master.
He should be. Yeah.
And I'm a young Padawan for him.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So he should be happy with it. I don't know. I just it's okay. So Chuck-san, how okay, tell me about what you're doing at the moment. I mean,
I'm trying to create a new album. It would be a concept album. We talked about it in a Japanese version of this radio show.
Yeah. So, but yeah, okay, but this is the English version, so I want you to talk about that.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. 2016 is a very meaningful year for Shakespeare lovers, because Shakespeare died in 1616, so it's the 400
years ago he passed away.
So it's a big year. I mean, like I started to feel it just right now. So, anyways, in this important year, I would like to release a concept album related to him.
Ooh.
So I decided to create something related to Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was difficult to choose from many, many different plays, but I thought maybe Hamlet would be appropriate.
I see. And I've already got an email from you last year or something, and you said like you've already totally like got every ideas what kind of song you're gonna make, and then I felt like so good. I mean, when I got that email, I felt like, oh my god, she's already got every ideas, and it's completely like unique. But it's like your taste. I mean, like you're a really great singer.
Not yet. I'm still a Padawan.
Yeah, but like the idea is always unique and it's so like original. So I feel like, oh yeah, this album will be a very good one. And I can't wait for it, to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be a big year for you. So what is coming up? What are you going to do?
Shall I talk about that Shakespeare conference?
Sure,
okay, so I do researching. I mean, like, I love researching Shakespeare and stuff. So, happily, I am invited to talk at Shakespeare conference in England this year. So I'm planning to take my album to the conference and try to promote it. Mm-hmm. And if it's possible, I would like to do gigs in London.
Definitely.
If it's possible.
Of course. Yeah, that's what we were talking. I mean, as Lijon, we were talking that we want to promote you properly in this year. And it's because we already know that you're a great artist.
Thank you.
And then if we can like organize a gig in London for you, then that would be very, how to say, good opportunity to promote you to overseas. Plus, because like recently, like people are, how to say, the more they are getting know about the Lijon in London.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I want them to know that we know like so many good artists.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's our job to promote, promote is the thing, but I just want them to know that there are so many great Japanese musicians. So, and you are one of it.
Thank you. I don't know if I can call myself musician, but definitely I want to be an artist.
Artist,
and also,
yeah.
I want to be a musician, but I treat myself like a padawan.
Yeah,
music
yeah,
like padawan.
Yeah, because you've got like so many ideas, like great ideas all the time. So like every time when you have a gig or like make songs, that's very unique. And I think that's very interesting.
Thank you.
So I just want them, the people who are in London and who are interested in Japanese music or culture, I just want them to know that about you. We've already introduced you on Facebook.
Oh,
because,
yeah,
we promoted your gig last year. So we've already put some information. But I think, you know, it's gonna be more like a better if we can promote you and organize event for you in London. Then people can see you singing or like dancing or doing some like artistic things. So yeah, we want to help you. We'd like
thank
to
you.
Yeah,
and that would be fun, and I want to be in London again, so
and
my alma mater is in London, so I'm looking forward to see like my friend to see my shows as well.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna be very happy with it, right?
I hope so.
Because you say when you have a gig and you do that in Japan, no, so it's...
Oh, and I have a dream actually, because like I was graduate, I mean my school, I mean I'm not in the school anymore, but like when I was in London, my school had really really big artists. I graduated from that school,
okay.
So they always played their song. So I was always listening to actually Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Yeah. So like, I was thinking like maybe someday my songs will be like played there. Like it's a big dream. It's too big, but yeah.
It's not too big, I think, because you can sing. You can sing in English, and your song's amazing. This is really, I was like, okay, sorry, like a unique and interesting, and it's so artistic. So wow, that's Coldplay, really?
Yeah, yeah, you can you imagine that? Like every day or like every very important event, like you listen to Coldplay saying that, like the deal will say that, oh, we have Coldplay, like your seniors, and then like we listen to Coldplay all the time, and
I see.
Yeah,
it's gonna be happen, I think, if you build your career.
I have so.
In London, and that's not impossible anymore, because like I always say this on this radio, but like Japanese music industry, and Japanese culture is getting very big here in London and in Europe now, especially in France as well. So I think it's not impossible thing. And look at the baby metal. They are not doing the metal
so cute
music, but yeah, they are still Japanese. And then they do well. So, yeah.
I'm not that cute, though.
Come on! You're very cute. You have good looking. And you got, like, a pretty voice as well. And then you're a genius. And then, come on. Everyone jealous about you. Yeah, so I just want to make it happen
Thanks. And I want to try my best.
I can just help you. It doesn't have to be like a week or organize, manage to make it happen. We just can help you because I know that you're very independent. And then
I'm super ambitious.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, and that's super good. I mean, that's a very necessary thing for artists to promote themselves. And then, yeah, like so many people say they want to be famous, they want to be like a professional musician or like a popular, but most of the time they don't have the skill of the promotions, so they were just saying and doing nothing. But you're ambitious, plus you have a skill to make it happen.
Thank you.
In your actual life, so I believe in so. And then maybe you don't, but yeah, so, but you, I think you needed some help. So I think like a fire jump can be the one for you. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's because I'm a big fan of you, so that's why I just want you to use me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And also, well, we can drink, you know, in London somewhere in London.
Dirty Dicks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. By the way, they have really good food and.
No, yeah, and walk around the city with barefoot, right?
Yes! I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I'll be very happy to do that. Right, okay, so second song. Okay, so this is... you want to introduce this?
The next song is Fairies Dance. I made this song particularly for my kind of niece. She's not like really my niece, but kind of niece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about fairies living in a mailbox. Like I call it like a pigeon box because like the sound of the word is nicer than just mailbox.
But yeah, more fancy.
Basically, yeah, like the fairies live in a box related to mail or this kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so enjoy it. Radio. That was today's guest, Chuck, with the Fairy Stunts. Ah, yeah, I love your songs.
Thank you.
So, yeah, anything, because we've already talked a lot, so.
Yeah.
So, how is your life so far?
Super busy, to be honest with you, because I'm working and I'm studying at the same time, and I'm making like songs and stuff, so but I'm enjoying my life here in Hong Kong.
Oh yeah, Hong Kong. Yeah, so because you're living in Hong Kong. So yeah. How is it? What's the differences between like on this radio show we've already introduced what is the difference between Europe and Japan. But we haven't talked about the differences between other Asian countries.
I think Hong Kong people are very honest, and to me, like, they're very kind. Like, some people say that they're really rude, but I think I love Hong Kong people. They are very sincere, and then if you are worried about something, they definitely come to help you. Or even if they don't understand English, Oh, they really? Would come to you and then try to show like how it works or how to go and so on. So I love them. But then they are painfully honest. Like, okay. Let's say you go to hair salon, let's say.
Okay.
And then you would ask, like, what kind of hairstyle would I have? Mm. And then the hairdresser would say, oh, because your shape of head is very funny, etc., etc., this kind of thing with a very strong Hong Kong accent. I can't really mimic it, but...
Yeah, I couldn't understand what you said. I go, it was like a radio. Yeah, strange.
Yeah. I can't really mimic that accent, but you understand what
I mean,
right?
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But it depends on people. Maybe some people take it as a rude attitude.
I mean, like, usually people from Europe as rudeness, but... Mm. And Japanese people tend to be surprised. But to me, it's fine.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of like a really funny to talk mm-hmm. to hear that someone going to be very honest to you.
Yeah.
But they're not thinking that they're being rude or mean. So it's much easier to communicate, I guess, like being honest.
That's the best
way to kind of communicate it because you don't have to hide any feelings.
Yeah, in Japan, to be honest with you, it's very difficult.
It's
because,
hazy,
like,
day.
You know, like, is that okay with you? And then, like, they would say, oh, yeah, it's okay. And it's not okay.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What does it mean? Like, how can I guess? But in Hong Kong, like, you ask, like, is that okay? And they say, okay, that's okay. And if they say no, it's no. So it's very simple.
Much simple, yeah. It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I went to London, like, when I was living in London, mm-hmm. it was much easier for me to understand what people are thinking or, like, feeling because they're kind of... People say British people are kind of Japanese people.
Really?
Like, yeah, they're kind of similar. But for me, it was much easier to understand them because they are very honest and then say things directly. Mm-hmm. But if you say so, because you've already lived in the UK as well, so if you say so, then maybe... Like living in Hong Kong is much more, how to say, tougher.
But definitely they are very kind. I love them. Mm. And very interesting.
So even you don't ask them to help you, then they just come on and help you? Or?
Oh, yeah. And also, the life is very easy. For instance, like when I was in England, like I had to fill in forms. I have to be in the queue all the time.
Yeah.
But now, like in Hong Kong, they don't care. Like, whatever.
Whatever. Oh yeah. So you like?
Yeah. But everything is so easy. But then everything is not secured. So.
Oh yeah.
In that sense, it's difficult, probably.
That is funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, but. How about other things, like, especially about the, like, convenient? What is a good point of living? I mean, sorry. Like, in Japan, like, people say it's very convenient because, like, all transports.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because we've got konbini.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, a life in Tokyo is, like, easy. But what do you think about that? Like,
In Hong Kong, versus, like, train and bus and stuff, it's very easy to go somewhere. It's like London.
Oh,
I mean, like, they have got night bus as well.
Wow,
so,
really?
So, like, even if you drink till midnight or something, it's fine. However, they don't have a proper convenience store. You can find signs of 7-Eleven or, like, Circle K signs and stuff like that.
Mm.
But then... They're not the same. I mean,
they're
like,
the same.
I thought at the beginning, oh my god, they have 7-Eleven. It's so convenient.
Mm.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
Why do you think it's not convenient? It's not the same.
Because here in Tokyo,
yes.
When you have to buy something quickly, or like if you have to stay overnight suddenly, like, you can just go to convenience store, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can just go to 7-Eleven. And you can buy absolutely everything, right?
Yes.
Like toothpaste, socks even.
Yeah.
And maybe books.
Books as well,
yeah,
yes.
Everything. Everything's there. In Hong Kong, in 7-Eleven, they don't have anything. I mean, like, they have got really small snacks or drinks, but that's it.
You told me because Akio-san was having an onigiri,
yeah,
a rice bowl. Mm-hmm. Then you saw like the very strange rice bowl in Hong Kong.
Yeah. I was talking about that onigiri thing with him. Because like here, you got really crispy nori, right? Like
yeah.
seaweed thing, like around onigiri. And then like rice is really nicely formed.
Yeah. Yes.
And probably like inside there is a very juicy meat or whatever it is. But then in Hong Kong, like that seaweed nori thing is really like humid, so it's like deteriorating around rice. And rice is too sticky and cold. And inside you can probably find boiled octopus.
What?
That is really weird.
Is that just on its own? Like there is no taste from that?
Not really. Like I tasted it like once. And then like I had like probably two bites or something. And then like I'm like, oh my god, this is not food. I mean, this is food. I mean, like, it's fine. Like, probably, like, it's fine as it is, but it's weird.
Yeah, because you already know the like, Japanese rice bowl and onigiri. So,
yeah.
Obviously, like, you compare to the Japanese rice bowl.
Yeah, but then, like, when it comes to sushi, it's not too bad.
Really?
Yeah, but then they create, do you know, like, aburi thing? It's like seared. Salmon or something like
that.
They love like aburi.
I see. So they have rolls as well, but they have like that typical Japanese style sushi as well.
Oh, and then they put like so much wasabi in it. I can't really understand. Like they make soy sauce green.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't eat like that. Really?
Yeah, but then like at the beginning I was like, no, it's not the way.
No, it's
right?
not. It's
but
not.
Then, now I can eat that. I can accept that way.
You've got trained?
Probably.
Because I don't like. I mean, I like, but I can't eat spicy things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's too spicy, and then I feel like, no, I can't eat that anymore. So.
Oh, how about Sichuan food and stuff?
I think I can't do that.
Really?
I can't do
Indian
that.
Food?
No.
Thai?
No.
Oh!
Yes, I know.
Really?
I know I'm boring, but.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't say boring, but.
Yeah, but still good. So wasabi is the same for me. I like wasabi, but if I put too much, then I can't eat it.
Really?
So, yeah, obviously, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I can go to a sushi restaurant in Hong Kong, but...
And then I can put, like, wasabi bit by bit to onto your plate and then, like, see how much you can bear.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I will ask that. Well, that is so funny. So, foods are good in Taiwan?
Not Taiwan, Hong Kong.
No, sorry.
Everybody mistakes.
It's okay, I'm sorry, because yesterday I talked about going to... on trip into Taiwan with my friend.
For what?
Holiday. So, on this Golden Week. So, I was really confused. And we were talking like Vietnam and Thailand and Taiwan and
Taiwan is a great place. Like, actually, I go to Taiwan sometimes. Like, I love Taiwan as much as Hong Kong. Probably. Mm. You know, they are also nice in different way, I think. Have you ever been to Taiwan before?
No, never.
Probably you would enjoy going to Falian. Like you go to Taipei, right? Not Taipei.
I've never been.
Okay. I guess that you're going to Taipei. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just guessing. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Taipei, Falian is like probably 1 or 2 hours away from their express, like Shinkansen here.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they got really nice nature, and then they have got indigenous people's villages, and you can enjoy their native culture there.
Mm.
You know, like
nice.
Their indigenous people different from like you know the average Taiwanese people, so it's interesting as well. And also, have you ever heard of the place called Jiufen?
No.
I don't know if I can. I'm pronouncing it properly, like Jiufen or something.
Jiufen.
In Japanese, it should be like Kyufun or something. There would be lots of red lantern. Spirited Away place.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's like you have to take bus to go to Jiufen, but it's a nice place.
Okay. I try maybe one day. Mm. I mean, like, I really want to go there. So,
do you like Spirited Away?
I do love it. Mm. Yeah, so I love to go there. And then maybe when I travel there, mm. I'll just ask you again the same question in the way I should go and what kind of like which bus I should take or whatever. So, yeah, maybe one day. It's gonna be very. I'm getting very busy now to go to like London. Mm. So, not maybe in this year, but yeah, I think I will soon. Yeah. I hope so.
Taiwan is super interesting. Like, I actually went to a mountain called Alishan.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow I got lost completely. And then, like, there was nobody. And then, like, there was a mist coming up to the mountain. And I couldn't see anything. But then they actually helped me, like, with, you know, Chinese language. I mean, like, they wrote down everything, so
wow.
I could kind of understand. And then they even gave me some souvenirs, and then, that's like, guide around their tea gardens. And
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds
sweet.
Really sweet, yeah. Yeah. Wow, I'm gonna go there then. Right, okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was really fun to have you.
Thank you. I probably talk too much then.
Don't worry about that. It's totally fine. And then it's good to know that what you were working on now and then what's coming up. And then, yeah, today we found that, you know, there is something we can work together.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward.
Yeah. So I'm very looking forward to have you again on this radio show and talk about that again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So it was really fun. It was amazing to know that she was actually thinking to have a gig in London this time, and we know it's gonna be a very busy year. I think it's already been, but it's been even more busier this year. I'm quite happy with it because I think I don't know. I think I haven't mentioned this on the radio show, but when I went to London, like, I met totally like a stranger. I didn't know him at all. But he called me like Miss Fry Jam. Yeah, that was really sweet. Like, because we started this Fry Jam in Tokyo with me and a coach in Obi-san, so like three of us. And no one knew about us. But now, like, not only in London, like in all over the world, some people know about Fry Jam. And they don't know me because I was one of the people I made Fry Jam, but they didn't know me, but they knew about the Fry Jam. So that was amazing to know that, and actually the Fry Jam is getting bigger and bigger in London now, so I'm quite happy to be busy and to be even busier. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to what I can do for Chuck. Yeah. Okay, so this Fry Jam radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese, and Thursday we speak in English. Sorry. I have to calm down. I just got an energy drink today, so that's why maybe. Because I was very sleepy and tired when I woke up this morning. So I felt like I need to have an energy drink. And now I'm like this. Not good. I need to be calm down. Anyway, so thank you for listening. I'll see you next week again. Bye.